PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Welcome to the Worst Golf Podcast. Everybody wants to be the best. We strive to be the worst. When a bad take is necessary, we'll be here to share it with you. I'm your host, JB, and with me is Morgan. We'll spend most of her time off camera, but she's got a whole lot of buttons over there to keep me in line. Before we get started, I want to make sure you subscribe to whatever outlet you're watching this on. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and obviously our audio listeners can get this at Apple Podcasts and anywhere else they get their podcasts from. Right away, we want to talk about the GOAT Cup. And this is a THP experience that's kicking off Sunday night at the beautiful Ballyhack Golf Club. And it's something that we're working with Callaway Golf on and came kind of spur of the moment, but not really. For those that like to know the inner workings of this stuff, this one was kind of funny. I had gone to Ballyhack. I loved everything about it. I thought it was a facility that was so unique that I wanted to go back. And I had reached out to some of the people there and they loved the idea. So we put together the Goat Cup because Ballyhack has goats on property. And Jason Finley is going to be a part of this, and he's the goat of all trash talkers. When I made the forum thread on the THP forum, people got very confused thinking they had to be trash talkers to get in. That's just not the case. But the teams are set. We kick off Sunday night with a dinner and then Monday and Tuesday golf. And you guys will be able to follow it along. We'll have a contest up tomorrow where you can predict who you think is going to win. It's either going to be Team Finley or Team Tudor, and they're going to take home the hardware. And we're going to debut that right now, which is...
Dun-da-da.
That is the Goat Cup Championship ring, and all four participants will get one of these of the winning team. It's got just the right amount of cringe, don't you think, Morgan?
Yeah, but it's still kind of cool.
It's very cool, and they get the little case that comes with it, the Goat Cup Championship ring. Not real diamonds, I should say, but it's got the Goat Cup logo that we're big fans of. Shout out to Jeremy for creating that for us.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. GD Talks.
Yep. And it's just pretty darn cool. What you can't see in that video, or that, I guess, video, it's the camera pointed to it, is that it's got a little bit of carbon fiber look, and then it's got the Goat Cup logo featuring both THP and Callaway. And we think that they're going to be a whole lot of fun. Not fun, Morgan?
Yeah.
The dentist. And I'm already going to go way off topic here, but I got this event coming up, and I have I'll call it a toothache, even though it's not a toothache. And for those people that know me, you're laughing right now already. For those that don't, I'll explain how much I hate the dentist. And it's not dentists. I like dentists. THP forum member Marmill is a dentist, and I like him a lot. But when it comes to...
Sorry, reading the comments.
When it comes to dentists, there's two things I don't like. One is... there's a lack of control and vulnerability that I'm just not a fan of. And two are the sounds. And the sounds go nuts to the point where for me to go to the dentist, I have to go to a knockout dentist. Yes. And what that means, Morgan, can you explain what this means for people?
Yes, it's quite the experience. So basically what happens is the night before he has to go for a cleaning, he takes some sort of like a Valium type pill or something, and it makes him super sleepy. And then he takes one again in the morning, and then he falls asleep before I can get him in the car. So then I have to carry him to the car, get him in
carry,
the car.
I mean, not really carry.
You're shuffling your feet, and we had stairs too, and get him in the car. At what point he says, at this point he thinks that he's totally fine, but he's not.
So completely fine, everybody.
Yeah, so he starts posting on the forum straight gibberish. Have to delete that. Then I get him to the dentist. Have to again carry him into the office. We get him back there so that he can have his appointment, and then I'm kind of like a mom with a kid because I sit in the waiting room with my tablet and wait for you to be done. And then when you're done, you're half awake, half asleep, demand that you have to go upstairs, so I have to carry you upstairs, and then we slide downstairs. This happens 3 or 4 times. You go to sleep, then you wake up, you say you're fine, you type some more gibberish. And then you wake up in the morning and say, what happened?
I'm going to be honest. That doesn't sound like me at all.
No, of course not.
But no, that's very true. I go to sedation therapy for the dentist, and it works. It's the only way that I'm going to get by.
Marmel says bougie drinks work too.
They probably do. But I don't think And maybe Marmil can correct me since he's in the chat. Being a dentist, I don't think me going to the dentist hammered is the right idea.
Ryan wants to know if you get a sticker when you're
done. No, but I'd love some candy if they'd give that to me.
Oh,
speaking of things that are terrible.
Yes.
I'm going to quickly change the subject back to where I was going to go originally. But for those wondering, yes, my mouth is not feeling great and I got to go on this trip. But we got a question on the forum. And for those listening who are not members of the THP forum, we have an online community with thousands of golfers talking every single day. We got a question about the best and worst shots in THP event history. And we've been doing these events for 12 or so years now. And I always get the question of, I'm not good enough, or a statement, I'm not good enough. And I'm going to put everybody to rest. Anybody's good enough. We've had the worst golfers you could possibly imagine, all the way to amazing golfers.
Yeah, we've had people who've only been playing golf for a month come out.
Yeah. And it's always a great time. I will tell one person one thing. Anybody who makes fun of somebody's ability on the golf course at a THP event will not come back for another one.
No, absolutely not.
So when I get asked about the worst golf shot, it's a constant jog in the memory, but I remember one specifically, and I know we have a differing opinion, Morgan and I do, on this.
Yes.
And the worst golf shot to her is the one where she got hit with a golf ball.
Yeah, that was pretty painful.
But the worst golf shot to me, and I'm going to set the stage, we are in Connecticut at a golf course slash apple
orchard. It was an apple orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've evolved our events since then to some different types of courses, but we were there and we had about 30 guys, I think, maybe 24. I can't remember if we capped it at 32 or 24 back then.
It was a lot back then, though. I remember that.
And we had driven there in the old THP tour van. And we get up to the tee box and people are hitting balls, some topping them, some hitting them good, some not so good. And one gentleman, and I won't mention their name because I don't think that's right. This was a par four, fairly straightforward, but he swung and missed with the driver, but in doing so took a divot about this far to the left of where the tee and the ball were. So figure like 12 inches. And the divot was large, like grass toupee kind of large. But that's not what makes this the worst golf shot. I mean, that it does, but not really. So this was around the time that TaylorMade had released the R1 driver, which was that white driver that had the sundial thing looking thing on the bottom for adjustments. Pretty good driver, actually. And they had just released a few days before the black version, which was basically the same. It was just the same driver that was painted black. So I'm laughing because Morgan's laughing next to me.
I'm laughing at the comments. Sorry.
So they had just released the black version. And this gentleman who swung and missed had blamed it on his driver. So much so that at the turn, when he finished nine holes, and God knows how many strokes that was, probably 70, he went into the pro shop and bought the black one because, and I quote, "I seem to be losing some speed and the black one is aerodynamic." And that was the reason. And I saw that Dean said a comment there. He was there that day, and I know he remembers this like it was yesterday, but that was the worst golf shot I've ever seen. And I've seen some bad ones. I've committed some bad ones.
And it's funny because you said, "Do you remember that?" And I said, "No, but I remember the apple cider donuts."
I don't think I ever got to try them either.
I don't think you did either. I think that I went with Dean's wife, Jen, because we had the dogs. And we walked over there and got apple cider donuts. They were delicious.
Not a lot of people here. Wow, that wasn't even English.
Did you already take your knockout medicine?
A lot of people are here for some contests we got going on. You can see right in front of me here is the Voice Caddy T9 GPS watch. It is, to me, the best GPS watch on the market. There's some other good ones out there, but this one is everything you could imagine. But we're giving people a chance to win one of two things, and it's their choice. They will get to tell us what they choose if they get selected. They don't have to do that in the entry. You win either this Voice Caddy T9 or what I call the mystery box of awesome, which means you're going to get a box, a package from us. You're not going to know what's in it, but it's going to be filled with some cool stuff. So the way it's going to work is this. After this show ends, and you can't do it beforehand, you have to wait till the show ends. We'll know by the timestamp. You will leave a comment on whatever avenue you're watching this on. If you're watching it on Facebook, leave it there. If you're watching it on YouTube, leave it there. If you're watching it on Twitter, leave it there. The forum, homepage, wherever you're watching. Obviously, they get the idea. I don't have to rattle through everything. You will leave a comment with what you think is the worst segment on this entire show. And there's a lot of, we got a lot of segments to cover because I have a lot of shit to say. And sorry. We gave her a new beep button. She missed it.
Yeah.
But you're going to give us what is the worst segment we do. Morgan, you know what's not the worst though?
What?
BarkBox.
No, it is not the worst. It is the best.
So BarkBox is a very cool sponsor of this show, and it's the reason that this show is on. We have our little dog right here. You can't really see him, but he's sitting in a chair directly here.
Yeah,
we gave him his own seat now. Everybody loves BarkBox. If you have a dog and aren't using BarkBox, you're missing out. Have you ever seen the commercial with the peanut butter boxes here and the talking dogs? Well, that's not BarkBox. This is way better. A box arrives for your dog each month, and if you sign up at www.barkbox.com/THPGolf, you'll actually get a free month. And the way it works is you'll sign up for a monthly month subscription. And when you sign that up, and if you, as long, you don't have need a coupon code or anything, as long as you sign up from that link, you'll get a free month added to your subscription. So if you sign up for 6 months, you'll get 7 years, you'll get 13 months, and so on and so forth. So if you want Arrow to be happy and your dog, obviously, get yourself a BarkBox. Coming off of that, since that was obviously very weird for a lot of people and they weren't expecting it, we have a new segment we're going to call, for those who know we moved to Florida, and we have a new segment called Weird News from Our Home State. And Morgan is going to...
do a Florida man segment because
everybody loves Florida man,
and we're in Florida, right? Okay, I'm gonna read this part because I don't want to mess it up. So a naked man who was armed with a machete when he let me rephrase this a naked Florida man who was armed with a machete when he allegedly tried to steal another man's clothes was arrested Monday at a DeLand gas station, according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. Shortly before,
where's Volusia County?
I don't know
either.
I'm not sure. I've heard of it before though. Where was I?
Sorry.
That's all right. Shortly before 10 a.m., deputies arrived to an area near the Volusia County Fairgrounds after a surveyor working in the area said the suspect, later identified as 34-year-old Brandon Wright, was picking palmetto berries, which I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of those before, in the woods, and suddenly approached him with a large machete-style knife and demanded his clothes, wallet, and phone. He then threw the machete at the surveyor. Just so we all know, the surveyor is fine. The machete like came apart and the handles would hit the surveyor. Anyway, the best part about this story is the fact that he then throws the machete, runs out into traffic, starts yelling at people, and then comes back to the gas station, starts doing push-ups, and then simply surrenders to the police. Now, I know you're probably going to be surprised by this, but this is not the first time he's done this. In fact,
shocker.
Yes. In fact, he's done the exact same thing minus the machete in the same area. So he really likes to be naked, which, I mean, it's Florida. It's hot.
No,
I kind of can understand it.
No.
But yeah. Thanks, Florida man.
I have so many questions.
Go for it.
First, how did he choose a machete? Like, why a machete? Why not a box cutter, which would be more readily available? Why a machete?
I'm going to guess that's what he had on hand. That's what was available. I don't know.
And obviously there's some mental health issues and I'm not going to make light of that.
There is, but there's also a lot of drug issues. He's got quite a few arrests for drugs.
I feel like if you had told me this was Pasco County, which we used to watch in Live PD, I would totally understand it. But not being that, I'm kind of at a loss.
No. See, here's what happens. In Pasco County, someone gets arrested on a lawnmower. Volusia County, naked people throw machetes.
They throw machetes.
Apparently.
Not well. It would have been a cooler story. It had been a sword.
Like a samurai sword.
But yeah, that's just not good. Do you know what is good?
What's good?
The Morgan Cup.
The Morgan Cup is good.
We know a lot of people are waiting. For those that don't know the Morgan Cup is an event named after Morgan, not for any specific reasons. And we won't get into that. We came up with that name years ago, where we take 7 THP forum members and 7 on each team. So it's 7 team hackers, 7 team paradise. And each team is led by either Jose Miraflor or Mike Yagley from Cobra Golf. And they play a weekend of golf, but it's more than that. They're treated like tour players. The full bag of equipment, the apparel scripting, the footwear, the accessories, the bag, the whole nine yards. And it really is the tour player experience. Well, those teams have been set and they've gotten a bag. And we had somebody, the forum member by the name of Granite Roost, who I'd been talking to for about 3 to 4 months about this, where he had had some health issues and had had a surgery, but he's not recuperating the right way. And he wouldn't feel right to do it this way. Well, he came to me and we decided we would replace him. And for what it's worth, for those people following along, he doesn't know this. So if he's watching, he's going to find out. You're going next year. So get healthy. And I've discussed it with Mike Yagley and Jose, and you will be going next year since you can't make it this year. But we need a replacement. And what's the best way to do that?
I don't know.
What randomly.
Yeah.
You know, let the Albatross Club members sign up and we'll randomly pick somebody. And we did that this morning. Do you want to announce who it is or should I?
You should.
Do you like magicians?
I actually love magicians, and we're going to see a magician soon.
We are?
Yeah, with your parents.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, Magic Spell, you are going to the Morgan Cup. This is his first time finding out. He doesn't know. His captain didn't know. Nobody knew. But Magic Spell, you're heading to the Morgan Cup. Old Waverly, Mossy Oak, 2022. It's coming up soon. So we will get with you when this is over. Look for a PM tomorrow from me on equipment. And I will copy in your captain, who can kind of make that all happen and put it in the format we need it on. So congrats, Magic Spell. So we're talking about THP events, Morgan.
Yes.
And one of the things that seems to be...
Oh, he's in.
Who's that?
Magic Spell.
Oh, for those listening, Magic Spell is in our comments and saw his name there. And
Sorry, I was going to say, if you guys don't know, I'm like a squirrel. So like I get distracted real easily.
So we're talking about THP expense. Wow. Easy for me to say. THP experiences.
This is truly the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's already terrible. And one of the things that we were talking about last week was fast food when you leave your event.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, after that show, I got a text message from somebody in golf and we were talking about fast food and he was giving me his take on it and everything else. And his take was all wrong, by the way.
Well,
but
of course.
There's a major storm happening right now, guys. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
We're hoping we can keep power.
But we were talking about fast food and breakfast sandwiches. Not breakfast, not I'm going to go get pancakes somewhere or anything, but just fast food. You got to be able to drive through breakfast sandwiches. And I made the claim that Bojangles is better than all of them. And I believe that. What do you say?
The McGriddle.
See, I love the McGriddle. And I think the McGriddle's fantastic.
Yeah, but you eat it weird because you take the egg off of it.
Well, yeah, because it's unnecessary filler. I'd get a second sandwich instead.
I end up getting two eggs.
But here we go.
Okay.
The problem with the McGriddle is it's all sweet.
No, it's sweet and savory.
No, it's not.
Well, that's because I have egg on mine.
When you want breakfast, you want a mix of both. So I skip hash browns and I get two sandwiches. That way, if you're at McDonald's, you get an egg McMuffin or whatever you're going to get there. And then you get the McGriddle. It's almost like dessert for breakfast. Does that make sense?
Wait, say that again. I was reading the comments.
My God.
I'm sorry.
If you skip the hash browns.
Yes.
And you go with a second sandwich, you can get something like an egg McMuffin or something to go with it. That way you get savory and then sweet.
I mean, you could, but that's a lot of food. You can eat that. I couldn't eat that much food.
I mean, you could. You're choosing not to.
No, I really couldn't. Especially because I have an extra egg from your sandwich.
I mean, you do.
Yeah.
Unless so, like, I order it without it.
I basically have two sandwiches already.
I guess. What do you guys think? What are they saying in the comments? We want to hear from you guys if you're listening on audio the next day or watching this later on. Leave us a comment. What is the best fast food breakfast sandwich? I think most people kind of gravitate towards McDonald's for breakfast. You don't hear a lot of Burger King breakfast or Wendy's. Wendy's has a good one, that honey butter chicken sandwich.
You love that
good thing,
but you can't eat it in the car. That's for sure. It's way too messy.
Yeah, it's too sticky. And that's the other thing is somebody asked about breakfast burritos. That's not a breakfast sandwich. In this case, it has to be
sandwich. I was going to say Chick-fil-A has an amazing breakfast burrito and it's
amazing.
Huge. Now, okay, let me ask you this.
I'm not sure that word means what you think it does.
It does. It's really good. Here's a question though. What about something like a Wawa? Does that count? Because their breakfast
burrito. No, drive-thru.
All right. Because you know their breakfast burrito with that chipotle sauce is amazing.
It's still not a breakfast burrito. And some people are saying Whataburger, their food's trash.
I didn't even know they had breakfast.
I mean, I shouldn't say it's trash. Their chicken tenders are really good. The rest of it's just not good.
Well, no.
Spicy ketchup is good.
I was going to say, the only thing they're good there is the spicy ketchup.
You know what is good?
What?
The Granddaddy.
Yes, the Granddaddy's great.
We talked about the Granddaddy last week.
We did.
And we have to fill the team. I mean, there's two more open spots. And I was tasked with filling it before the end of August for a couple of reasons. I shouldn't say tasked. It was asked if I could. And I said, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Give the team time to blend and mold and kind of get their bearings and get to know each other. So I figured it was time that we announce a Granddaddy participant. What do you think?
I'm very excited.
So I'm going to preface this before I say what this person's name is by saying we have another opening coming up. And that will be filled with a contest that you are going to see not this coming week, or not next week, I should say, since today's Thursday, but the week after. So in 10 or so days, we're going to have the final spot available in a contest. But did you know I already said the person's name?
Uh-huh, I did, and I actually chuckled, but I don't think anybody would know why.
So join me in congratulating Say What 4412. You are in the Granddaddy. I took a flyer on somebody who's been extremely active on the THP forum. Seems like a good guy. Know nothing about him, never met him, but you are headed to the greatest amateur golf event in the world.
Yeah. So, and every time he said say, I chuckled.
Do you know what I don't chuckle about?
What?
Coupons.
Coupons?
Yeah. We have one that some people may not know about from Budget Golf, and our audio listeners may not know. If you use the code THP members only, all capital, all lowercase, doesn't matter, but all one word, THP members only, you get 15% off any item. Obviously, some restrictions apply. The manufacturers say you can't use a coupon on certain items, but if you use that code, you get 15% off any item. And I can tell you, I went and looked, as I do, because I'm a glutton, I guess, at their apparel. They have some killer sales going on right now. They're not paying me to say this. I just happened to be there. I'm looking through the clothes, and every one of the things that were already on sale, like on clearance, you can apply an additional 15% off. So that was pretty cool. Do you know what's not cool?
What's not cool? This storm outside right now?
Traffic merging.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to rant for a second because this is driving me nuts.
I kind of already want to tune you out.
Well, wouldn't be the first time or first time during an episode.
Also true.
But have you guys ever been on the road where you're driving along and you're stuck in traffic, and then when you get there, you expect to see a wreck? Maybe you're looking at your GPS or Apple Maps or whatever, and you expect to see a wreck, and you get there, and there's nothing other than merging?
Yes.
Why does nobody know how to merge?
I'm not sure, but let me ask you this. Is that worse than rubberneckers?
I think it's all the same. I think it comes down to common sense. When you have merging, and if let's say three lanes have to go to one,
yes,
everybody lets one go and then goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple.
You always have the one guy who wants to run up on the right side and then kind of jump in front. And listen, I've done it once. I won't do it again. I almost got killed. But why can't people just do that correctly? It reminds me of the person, and they always have an Ohio license plate when you're in Florida, in the left-hand lane with the cruise control set at 45 with their left blinker on for like 7 miles.
They're going left around the world?
Yes. Yes. They're always from Ohio. It used to be years ago, it was always from Michigan. Now it's all from Ohio.
Okay, wait, I have another one for you though. What's worse, the merging or the four-way stop?
Well, nobody knows how to use a four-way stop, but merging's still worse because the four-way stop, you're only going to be there for a few minutes, even at the worst.
Are you? Or when everybody's just sitting there like, okay, who goes? Who goes?
But the merging, like, why can't people merge?
I can't answer that. And then it's always the interesting one, too, where like the one person decides, okay, I am going to merge and I'm going to cut this truck off.
Yeah.
I'm not talking pickup truck.
No, I know what you mean. The big tractor trailer, 18 wheeler.
Yeah. Those guys can't stop on a dime.
Yeah. It's, I understand why it happens because I'm as impatient as anybody on the road.
You
no
impatient?
Question. I know. It's shocking.
I know.
But I don't understand. It's simple logic. One person goes, you go, and so on all the way down.
Okay. I got another one for you. Does California do it right then? You know what I'm talking about. When you merge onto the highway, they have the light.
They have the light. But that's just simply highway merging. There's very little that California does right when it comes to traffic.
So you're talking about all merging. I thought you were just talking about highway.
Let's say you're driving down the highway and there's a construction zone and they're merging three lanes to one.
Right.
That shouldn't be that complicated.
No, it really shouldn't be. I also don't like the people who can't figure out like how to get into a left turn lane.
No, that's
like you have a long way to go. So like get over and do your thing.
Instead of stopping in the middle of the highway to get over.
Yes.
Yeah. Equally terrible.
Yes.
There's some differences we were talking about off air between living in Nashville and living in Florida.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to driving.
The first one is the drivers in Nashville are terrible, by the way.
Well, they're confused.
They're so confused.
They go fast when it's supposed to be slow, and then they go slow when it's supposed to be fast.
But the biggest difference between them?
Potholes.
The roads. The roads in Tennessee are awful. The roads in Florida, growing up here, we took it for granted.
They're smooth, Mike.
Because they're all smooth. There's no potholes everywhere. And it's mind-blowing that you have to, like, white knuckle driving down the highway because the potholes are swallowing cars.
Yeah, I had never experienced that before. And I remember driving, I don't even know what highway it was. And I was literally white knuckling the entire way. And then when I got home, I saw on the news or something that in like a 5 minute span, like 25 cars had their tires just like torn off because of potholes.
Yeah, it's not good. But do you know what is good?
What?
Super Chewer.
Super Chewer.
Do you know what Super Chewer is?
No, tell me about it.
Well, what if you have a dog that isn't like Arrow and actually has teeth?
Yeah, he's got none.
The ones that destroy every toy you get them? Well, BarkBox thought of that too. And their new website, www.superchewer.com/THPGolf, just like the BarkBox, will give you that same free month added to your multi-month subscription. We need to get that. Not for Arrow, but we have friends that have a dog that destroys toys.
Yes.
We need to get that one.
My parents.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But use that code. Use that URL. You don't need a coupon code. Jump in. Grab your Super Chewer. That's your favorite friend of your house, you know, your little pet.
Yeah.
Let him get some toys that he doesn't destroy in 30 minutes. Speaking of destroying.
Okay.
This is the greatest segue ever.
I love segues.
You made a comment when I was opening a package recently about me destroying the box.
You open it like a bear.
Well, first of all, bears don't have opposable thumbs.
And so that's how you open it. You punch
explain.
It. You destroy it.
Why don't you
it.
Ask the question to the audience?
Okay. You get a box.
Let's say it's a box of clubs.
Whatever the box is, it doesn't matter. Do you get a pair of scissors, a knife, whatever, and gently open it and see what's inside? Or peel the tape off? It doesn't matter. Either way. Or do you punch it and then just rip the top off completely? I'd like to know.
Well, the answer is very simple.
You're wrong.
You try to do the tape. This is my way. You try to do the tape. And if the tape doesn't come, you tear the box around the tape so it still opens.
Right. But the whole time, what's happening? What am I saying to you? What am I saying?
I don't know. Selective hearing.
Right.
Does that sound familiar?
Would you like some scissors? I have scissors.
No,
would you like some scissors? Do you want me to do that for you? I can do that for you.
Watching you open a box with scissors is downright scary. You look like you're about to stab somebody or yourself.
But I don't, and the box gets opened.
Yes. Somebody in the comments said use a machete. I probably should.
Yes, we are in Florida. We need to invest in a machete.
Yeah, so I'm a big box terror. I don't know if you guys do, but if I can't get that tape off when I'm pulling it, I tear around the tape.
For like the 2 seconds you try and then you're just like, screw it, and you rip it off.
Yeah.
Like a bear.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So we have a question for you guys that we're going to put out to you, which is, you know, I don't even know how do you open? Do you go about this the same way? I feel like this is the guy way to do it, is to tear open the box. No guys, it's kind of like wrapping paper. Guys don't wrap presents to where they're all nice and neat because you know the presents are going to be destroyed.
But it looks so pretty.
But guys don't care about that. You don't even have to wrap the presents as far as we're concerned. That's just an extra step that's unnecessary.
That's what bags are for?
Yeah, or just put the box under there.
Then you're going to rip the box open like a bear.
Well, yeah, but nobody cares.
Who reads instructions? Not Josh.
No. Why would I read them? First of all, they're not even written in English half the time. And if they are, it's translated from a foreign language that doesn't translate exactly well.
And then what happens? Hey, Morgan,
can you come up here?
Exactly.
Yeah, it works.
Yep. It's you know what? I'm a fool. That's what it is.
I don't think you're a fool, but so people requested to have Arrow on the video, and he's actually sound asleep here, so you can't see him. But he is in fact with us today. This is contest time. We're wrapping up for the day.
Oh, I wanted to ask.
Okay,
you do that. We've had a lot of questions or comments about, like, you know, what we should do for the show, this, that, and the other. And a lot of people talked about food. So we'll definitely be talking about food. Do you guys want, I had an idea of like a recipe corner or something like that. Is that something you'd be interested in?
It's going to be healthy. I'm going to warn you.
It doesn't have to be healthy. I mean, I've made plenty of unhealthy things. And if you say, when's the last time you made me cookies, I'm turning the show off.
The last time you made me cookies?
If I knew how to turn the show off right now, I would do it.
Yeah, I think that's a great segment. I think we can kick that off next week. Mm-hmm. For those following, next week's show is going to be actually the same time.
Eaten on camera? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I would eat some cookies right now. I can't actually eat, so that would be a problem. But it's pure coincidence, by the way, that the shows are dropping each Thursday at 1 p.m. That's not going to be all going forward. But next Thursday, 1 p.m., we have a new show coming up. It is contest time.
Contest time.
When we click off and we are off the air, go and leave your comment. Let us know what was the worst segment and why was it mine?
Why was it yours?
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't the Florida Man News. That was a great segment.
Well, everybody loves the Florida Man News.
So leave us your comment on whatever avenue you're watching this from. Let us know. We will randomly pick a winner tomorrow, and we will give you a choice of the Voice Caddy T9 or your Mystery Box of Awesome. You guys tell us, and have fun and have a safe week. Follow along with the Goat Cup, and we will have that contest up tomorrow as well. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.